following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Cole.
It's time to talk t-shirts.
Sounds good to me.
In particular, the Hanes tee with the lay flat collar, because curled up collars...
No, they're not cool at all.
Who wants to look like bacon frying in a pan?
No one. Bacon neck is out. Flat as toast is in.
The Hanes tee with the lay flat collar spares you this fashion faux pas. It does not droop, does not sag.
It's a lie flat collar.
Lay flat. Hanes lay flat.
Well, listen, English major, it should be lie flat.
Why don't you just wear it? And everybody, go to Hanes.com.
Everybody else, go to your dictionary.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on four qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale ends 12/10. Rebate ends 1/3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you ever get tired of listening to Doug and Daddy talk sports? Do you enjoy singing with your friends? Do you wish you could sing with Doug and Daddy? Like any other pair of Q-list celebrities, Doug and Daddy are going to try to make a little extra money with their own karaoke album. Take a listen to some of their favorites.
So I put my hands up, they're playing our song, the butterflies fly away.
Well, I had the time of my life, no idea. I swear.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't get mad when you're feeling on it. To the end of the road. Teenage dream, the way you turn me on.
Yeah, we don't ever have to play that again.
Come as you are.
Would you quit it?
Yeah, let's stick with sports.
You do realize you made a mistake, right?
Yeah, I kind of feel like the guy that invented tartar sauce.
Who the hell invented tartar sauce?
Merritt, look it up for us, because we don't have a clue.
Well, while I do that, let's go to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. We're going to talk a little sports here for the next hour or so, and we invite you to join us and fire them off. This happens every year. You just don't know if it's going to happen in the first month or the middle of the season or three quarters of the way through or at the end of the season. They got rid of Todd Haley at Kansas City, and they just as well get rid of Garrett at Dallas, because it's just an embarrassment. I don't understand. They still have a tie for the lead in the worst division right now. They have the worst record to be tied for the lead in any division. And it's not just Dallas. Chicago, you're an embarrassment too. Detroit, you're a facade. I mean, and officiating in the National Football League, you're a joke too. Step up, Roger Goodell, and say how bad it was this weekend. Director of officials, step up. Say how bad it was this weekend. It's the number one sport in the world, well, in the United States, because it is not soccer. Okay, I get that. But it's the number one sport in the United States, and it's turning into a travesty. It's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. Brian Munson's going to join us from Big Red Report to talk about Nebraska football and how the recruiting's going, getting some commits, losing some commits. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour today as well. Love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You'll also want to shoot us some Facebook info. We're going to have a chance to give away some cage fighting tickets. And also this week, bull riding coming into Kearney. Loved it. It was great stuff last year. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to that as well. In fact, let's do this. Everybody that emails the show before 11:45 today, we're going to put you in for a pair of tickets to cage fighting coming up Friday night. And it sounds like we're going to get to have at least one, if not more, of those gentlemen joining us on the program. Looks like Thursday. So email the Doug and Daddy Show. Put your address on there so we can send you the tickets, or you can pick them up. You can whatever, as long as we can get back to you and let you know if you want. Oh, are you here?
Well, interesting tidbit about the cage fighting. We mentioned last week, you know, special guest, Big John McCarthy coming in to referee the final two bouts. It's interesting because where was John McCarthy last weekend? I believe he was in Toronto. Well, I know he was in Toronto because that's where John the Bones Jones, that monster UFC 140 deal, he refereed that fight in front of 18,000 fans. This week, Kearney, Nebraska.
Not 18,000 fans.
No.
Not that many could fit in there.
You know what? That would be awesome. You know what? I just hope Kearney represents. And, you know, Russ said the other day, if you go out and support this event, Mr. Brooks could be bringing bigger and bigger events like this to Kearney more often, which I you know, it's pretty exciting, the magnitude of this event. I'm telling you, John McCarthy officiated John the Bones Jones last week. Two nights ago. This week, he's in Kearney, Nebraska. That is pretty awesome. Doug, we got Robert Griffin III taking home the Heisman Hardware. Really, really shocked when they announced his name. Not because I didn't think he was deserving. I thought, an incredible athlete. We knew that 2 years ago.
Because a chick announced it and called him RG3?
Oh, God. Yeah,
a chick?
The Supreme Court Justice. Was that her? Anyway, I was surprised because he plays for Baylor. You know, a team that's not vying for a national title. Had a really good year this year. Nothing wrong with Baylor. But perennially, it goes to somebody that's in the top 4, 5, 6 in the country.
Yeah, and I've already caught ribbing from some of the very knowledgeable friends of ours. Let me get this. I just want to get this straight with folks out there. I didn't pick Monty Ball. I voted for Monty Ball. This was not pick who you think's going to win. I voted for Monty Ball first, Robert Griffin second, which I told you on the show Friday. I had a hard time deciding which one to go with there. But for me, it was clear cut. It was one of those two. Third, Andrew Luck. That's how I voted. The actual voting was number one, Robert Griffin. Number two, Andrew Luck. Number three, Trent Richardson. Number four, Monty Ball. And number five, Matthew from the Honey Badger from LSU. I was not picking who I thought was going to win. I was voting. I was one of the voters. And I voted for Monty Ball. And he didn't get a lot of first place votes.
But you explained yourself very clearly. Looking at the stats, they were much better than Trent Richardson's.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed in our national media that just hammer home the Heisman. And I think they were confused, as everybody was. But if you voted Trent Richardson ahead of Monty Ball, you're just uninformed. I don't know what you're watching. You're from the Southeast. You're from the South. You're from the Southeast. And that's why there's so many voters. Everybody has a different view of what they've seen throughout the year in collegiate football. So there you go. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You look like you got more you want to say here.
Well, no. I'm done with the Heisman talk. But I obviously, before the Heisman voting, every time you turned around on the TV, the fight that happened between Cincinnati and Xavier.
Oh, Daddy.
I seriously would like somebody to explain to me, first of all, there's a lot of ways that I think this could have been prevented earlier in the game. You know, you go warm both benches, you say, guys, you run your mouth, we're going to start teeing people up. And if we don't have enough people to finish the game because you're just that big of idiots, then we won't finish the game.
Thugs.
And then you let them get behind the microphone for some. I understand if reporters go in the locker room and get a one-on-one. It was like you're at the NCAA tournament. You're set up with the media, with the NCAA backdrop behind them, and you jam a microphone in six or eight players' faces. What was that about? I know people had questions. I know people wanted answers. So then you get the gangster and the thugs, and that's how we roll. And you know what? But if you comment on this too much, then you're a grandmaster dragon in the Ku Klux Klan because it becomes a race deal. All right. 34 ought to be in jail. I don't know how somebody does not press charges. You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens. It's called assault and battery.
Rudy, and this is for folks that are a lot older than you. Rudy Tomjanovich, when he got punched by Kermit Washington in the Lakers-Houston game years ago. This is in the 70s, and just fractured his jaw, and he never did recover from that. I mean, full plastic surgery. In hockey, it has happened. Folks have been arrested and charged. And I agree with you on this one, Tony. That is, I can't believe we haven't seen something already this morning that has the suspension for, if not the whole year, multiple games.
Well, you have 6 games. They suspend them for 6 games.
But, I mean, the school,
right.
The conference, the NCAA, somebody else has to step in.
But to behave, who raises these people? Wolves? I don't claim to know where these kids came from. But I just shake my head. You're playing basketball, and you know you want to come from the gangster life with the thugs and this and that. You know what? You've got a scholarship to play basketball. Maybe get educated and get out of the gangster thug life and make it better for your kids. Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my cousins and all my homeboys back in the hood? What is wrong? You know what? Look at that and go, it sucks living in that apartment. It sucks living where I grew up. I'm playing basketball at a Division I university.
You think Kevin Costner raised some of these kids?
It makes me wonder. It really makes you wonder.
Tone, you're a little worked up today, big fella.
Well,
I play happy music. I go to a happy place. It's Christmas time. We're less than 2 weeks away. Have you bought a present yet?
I have.
Okay.
Tell you what,
I'm behind last year's pace. That's all I'm going to say.
We're going to buy lots of things on Wednesday. Live, 2-hour show, Look What's Cooking, downtown Kearney Center.
No doubt. We're going to be on location at Look What's Cooking on the Bricks. Going to be cooking with fine cookware available for purchasing anytime. So come down, say hi. We're there from 11 to 1 with a big old show. And we're going to really be getting into our college football on Wednesday and the bowls and all of that. Get everything you need for that cooker on your list. Or if you're hosting the holidays this year, get everything you need to make cooking easier. Look What's Cooking on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. The Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 1 this Wednesday. Love to have you come by, say hi, and stop in and see what they have. As Tony said, you don't have to come in and max out your credit card. There are great stocking stuffers, and maybe you do want to come in and redo the kitchen. Hey, big points if you're able to do that for someone on your Christmas list. Look What's Cooking, Doug and Daddy Show there Wednesday from 11 to 1.
I swung down this morning. I actually talked to Mike for a minute. Doug, you know when you get home from work and mom's in the kitchen and all she's saying is it's been a long day, you're trying to get dinner ready, and her feet hurt? They got these mats down there, go in front of your sink, in front of your stove, wherever you want to put it. You'll tell Mike, Daddy sent you down to get a mat. Just stand on it, you'll probably leave with two. One for Mom, one for Grandma. I'm telling you right now.
One for the left foot, one for the right foot?
Well, they're big enough.
Seth from Minden says, tell Daddy he doesn't understand the thug life. Come on, homie.
Seth, I'm sure packing heat right now.
Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here. Postal Chuck said, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if you didn't even bring up the Bears fiasco, but since you will, shouldn't Tebow be out of pulpit somewhere on Sundays?
You know, he is amazing down the stretch.
Well, Prater's amazing, too. You knocked home a 59 and a 51-yard field goal.
He also missed a 28-yarder early in the game.
Blocked.
Well, but get the thing. I mean,
just like Dallas. This comes from, Mike here?
You know what? Another thing, I want to get, before we go on with this Bears deal, Colin Cowherd's just killing Marion Barber. A little bit of that, isn't it, on the offensive coordinator for calling a play but they try and bounce
for
outside?
10 points?
Well, that's on him, too. But down the stretch, you want the clock to run, then run the thing up the middle.
Now, remember, Christian Ponder put up 29 points. The guy who got pulled yesterday put up 29 points on this defense. Come on, man. Joe Webb. Hello. Lighten it up. Hope you had him in your fantasy league. Boom. And, I mean, they just got screwed. They got screwed yesterday. and Detroit laid down and let him come back in a ball game. This team still has a lot of growing up to do in Detroit. A lot of growing up. If they sneak into the playoffs, they will get killed in the first round. Kilt or worse. Going to the Dent Popper inbox. Wow, someone's cranky. The Cowboys lost. I don't know what you're expecting. They've been like this forever. Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. Ain't no mountain high enough. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, joins us at the bottom of the hour. We got some other stuff we're going to talk about, too, because we got an hour to fill. So we're back after this.
Okay, what do you say we break for lunch?
Hey, how about a W? The new double cheeseburger from Wendy's.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Well, if you're happy just throwing anything down your throat, the W is too good for you.
If you say so.
Did you know Wendy's makes your W so it's hot and juicy?
Oh, well, like...
Oh, so you don't like signature sauce, awesome toppings, and a butter-toasted bun?
Well, maybe.
Maybe? I don't even know you anymore.
Try Wendy's new W double cheeseburger right now for just $2.99 at participating Wendy's.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on four qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale ends 12/10. Rebate ends 1/3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. to see a video.
Monday night, it's an NFC West showdown when the Seattle Seahawks host the St. Louis Rams. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. Join Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Fouts and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in the Pacific Northwest for all the action. Will running back Marshawn Lynch and the Seahawks remain in playoff contention? Or will the Rams dash Seattle's hopes? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
The Rams and Seahawks, Monday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Cloudy skies continue across the area today. We'll also see some breaks of sun possible in spots. Otherwise, look for temperatures to hold pretty steady in the 30s with a variable wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 34.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us.
It's me.
I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention, so of course you would miss.
Well, I'm thinking about lunch at the Chicken Coop. They've got great specials today. They get great specials at night. Food and drink specials going on all the time, plus all the TVs are on, your favorite sporting event. What are you looking for, some horse racing? What are you looking for, golf? What are you looking for, basketball or football? They've got it all. The Chicken Coop is where it is. 28444. That's what you get a text. Enter PBA, like the Pro Bowlers Association, PBA Coop. PBA, COOP. Once a week, Monday morning, they'll send you the homestyle special. Keep in touch with the Chicken Coop. Sign up today, Monday nights, which would happen to be tonight. You and your friends invited to wing it boneless style Chicken Coop. 5 to 10 boneless chicken wings, just 40 cents each. 13 different flavors to choose from. Doesn't get any better than that. Plus, they're free when you pick the right numbers at Keno, Kearney, Grand Island, the Chicken Coop.
I win again.
Yep.
I win again. The game may be crappy, but it's still Monday Night Football, folks. Enjoy it at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. You have a whole plate full of stuff that has upset you. But, hey, how about the basketball over the weekend? Number one goes down. What a finish. Indiana-Kentucky, great game. Kansas, you just don't go to Lawrence and win. Sorry, Ohio State. Boom. Duke let Washington back in it, but dominated that game all the way. And the Nebraska men just getting crushed Saturday. hold TCU to 20 points at their house in the second half. They come back and win. The Nebraska women, Jordan Hooper, named Big Ten Player of the Week. First basketball player to receive that honor. Averaged 27 points and 7 rebounds and wins over Creighton and Northern Arizona. Got the double overtime win on Saturday. Season high 32 points for Jordan Hooper in that win. UNK men played way better this weekend. Got a win over Regis. Took number 2 Metro to overtime. Couldn't quite finish it off. Kind of knew when they got to overtime. He didn't want to give Metro 5 extra minutes, but played well against the second-ranked team in the country. And Jake Marvin scored 40 points for the Hastings men, and they beat Briar Cliffs Saturday. Hastings women, they turned over 13 times in the first half. You can't do that at number 2 Briar Cliff.
What did the Hastings men score for a total there?
73.
73, got 40 out of the 73. Ball mm-hmm. hog.
Women's game was 93-74.
Just kidding. Just keep shooting it. If you're going to light them up like that, keep shooting it.
Sounds like a Tony Davis move.
Hey.
Josh Haughey got his first win, albeit it was Saturday after they should have won on Friday. For the first time this year, they let a third period lead slip away. But they do win on Saturday 3-2. And tomorrow night, hockey at home against Sioux City. Let's go kick some Musketeer behind tomorrow night at 7:05. And Tony, it's Merritt's on it today. At some point, you can look back and go, unbelievable. But I still think if you are a member of UNK football family, you have just got to be sick to your entire stomach. Wayne State of Michigan is playing for the national championship this Saturday down in Alabama. The team that upset UNK in the 50-mile-an-hour wins and prevented the Lopers from playing in a 5-inch snowstorm blizzard the following Saturday beat Winston-Salem 21-14 Saturday. They play Pittsburgh State of Kansas, who would be listed as a favorite, I would suppose, but Wayne State's been an underdog in every game. They play for the national championship on Saturday.
It is. I'm sure that Daryl Morris just – I'm sure he thinks about it constantly. I'm sure Russ Martin thinks about it a lot. I'm sure Bob Crocker thinks about it a lot. Oh, those turnovers. Just can't do that all year long and continue to do it. And, yeah, you feel after that game, gosh, the way they came back, you think, God, we hold on the ball. You win that by a couple touchdowns. But it didn't happen that day. Wayne State moves on.
The only good thing is they can sit back and meditate in their living room furniture purchased at Bruce Furniture in Kearney. The Hastings coaches purchased theirs in Hastings. Jordan Brown called us, wanted to go to lunch last week.
Really?
But we were both busy. I felt bad. We're never busy. Well, we're always busy, but not for lunch.
And if
I think he just wanted to show us his gold medal. He'd been out on the road recruiting.
Meditate, and if you're Chris Angel, he would levitate over the furniture. But
Ghostbusters was on this weekend. Zool was levitating as well. You don't have to worry about prices haunting you, though, at Bruce Furniture. What? Some of us can go with this. Mike and the gang, the only thing scary is what's in your living room or your bedroom with a mattress that needs to be replaced. They will bring in whatever you purchase, take out the old, bring in the new, and save you some money as well. You can go to brucefurniture.com. You can check them out on Facebook. But, of course, there's nothing better than stepping into one of their fine stores in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. They're there for you 12 months of the season, and especially during this holiday time, they want your home to be warm and comfortable for the holidays and for the winter season at Bruce Furniture. Daddy, let's look at your picks. You decided the only way to get 3 right was to pick them all. Let's start with taking Navy.
And after
wrong.
Great football game, by the way.
Army came back, lost by 6. The spread was 7. Let's see, Daddy, you did go 6-8 in the National Football League. That was the number I picked, wasn't it?
Yeah, right after that, I go, you said, how many do you think you'll win? I go, 3, probably 6.
6. You were right on Houston, the Jets, the Vikings. Backdoor cover. A lot of backdoor covers, by the way, apparently yesterday. The Jags, the Cardinals, and the Chargers. You were incorrect by Baltimore because the Colts scored on the last play of the game. You took the Raiders. That wasn't close. You took the Titans, who could not score on the last play of the game. You took the Dolphins.
That was just a disaster. Early.
You took the Patriots, missed by a point. You took the Carolina Panthers, who really let one get away, up 23-7 and gave up 24 second-half points. You missed the Denver Broncos by a half a point. And you missed the Cowboys, who were up by, what, 12 11. Last night? 11?
Yeah, 11, even late, and couldn't close the door. So we did hit six like we expected right off the – that's no good. I don't know. The NFL is a fickle deal to try and figure out.
South Carolina now a two-point favorite. Nebraska opened as a one-point favorite. It immediately went to 1 point South Carolina or Pick'em. Now two. Does that concern you?
No. I think it sets up great for Nebraska. I mean, usually all that money is rolling in on South. I mean, our logic would be the public people keep betting on South Carolina in that game. So Nebraska should have an opportunity to do some good things and win it.
Don't forget, folks, send us your emails here over the next 20 minutes. All of those that we receive we'll put into the hopper and draw out a winner for a pair of tickets to Cage Fighting going on this Friday night at the Vieira Event Center, 7 o'clock. And keep sending us your emails to the program today, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We touched on all these things at the start of the show in just a quick minute here, but what do you do about the officiating, Tony? I'm serious on this. Tom Brady, we talked about the face mask on Joe Webb that wasn't called that would have given Minnesota a first down inside the five for a game-winning touchdown that was not called. And they would have had two plays, I think.
No, it would have been an untimed down. It would have been over.
Well, they would have had to put time back on the clock. I mean, from the batting the ball around and all of that, no?
No, the play would have won as well. It would have been one untimed down.
But what about the tackle of Tom Brady that was called a 15-yard penalty that eventually led to them scoring? It's Tom Brady. Oh, my God, I'm already reaching for my flag before there's contact.
Well, they try and protect those guys, and they've just went.
You do your job. You make the right call. Protect them, fine. You blew the call. Again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug, because you're talking one call in this game, one call in that game. There's seven guys out there, I'm sure, trying to do that. You know, I watched Mike Pereira do the deal on Fox. On, if you go to the MSN website, you can click on, they talk about the face mask call. He points out the head linesman is behind the play. I mean, they got
the
seven people.
On the flag.
No, I'm talking about the face mask, Joe Webb.
Okay.
He said he couldn't see that. It was impossible. I mean, the angle.
So that guy got – that's the guy that got promoted, right? He used to do Big 12 football at Manhattan.
No, yeah.
Yeah, he did. I think he had the Nebraska K-State game.
Yeah.
Dork. Back after this, Brian Munson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. This time of the year, between the holidays, bad weather, and sick days, getting everybody in the same room for a meeting is impossible. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. You can host your meeting online from your computer while people from different parts of the country, your attendees, join from anywhere, from their computer, from their iPad, iPhone, or Android mobile device. With a free GoToMeeting app, anybody can attend your online meeting sessions. It's easy. They just tap the email invitation, and they instantly join. Right now, my meetings are more personal, and they're more engaging with anybody, anywhere. I want you to try it free today. Go to the App Store or Android Market to download the free app and start joining. Go to meeting sessions from anywhere. Host your own meetings with a free 30-day trial. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. It's the holidays. It's just hard to get people together. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy skies continue across the area today. We'll also see some breaks of sun possible in spots. Otherwise, look for temperatures to hold pretty steady in the 30s with a variable wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 34.
Haven't heard some Nickelback in a while.
Why does everybody hate Nickelback? Jim Rome hates Nickelback. Everybody hates Nickelback.
All their songs.
So I hate Jim Rome. So
all their songs sound the same, they say.
Feel that, Jim Rome. I love Brian Munson, though.
Who doesn't?
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Brian Munson from Big Red Report joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. How about yourself?
What the hell is wrong with the Cowboys?
Well, you act like I got skin in the game. I'm not really a Cowboys fan myself, so but the thing is, down the stretch, these guys just look like Texas A&M this last year. You know, they seem to lose it late in the game. I was actually at the game, the Detroit Lions game, where they lost it in the fourth quarter too, and that was just brutal to watch.
Especially on a wow.
That's four games they've lost. I mean,
it's just pathetic. By the way, since you brought up Texas A&M. Your thoughts, Texas A&M, UCLA, both made hires supposedly over the weekend. I wasn't a Mike Sherman fan. I didn't think he'd make it. And again, that was because at that time we're still in the Bill Callahan. It just doesn't work that way era. And it should have worked for Mike Sherman this year, and it didn't. But again, I'm going to have to say A&M blew it on this hire. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you on the Mike Sherman. On the Mike Sherman deal, I just never felt like he was going to be a great fit in college football. But then again, everybody that thought, you know, Rick Neisel returning back home to Westwood at UCLA where he played ball, I've never been a big fan of Rick Neisel as a college football coach either. I just think that you got to wonder when those guys are going to run out of opportunities. And again, even going back to even Charlie Weiss at Kansas, I don't think that, you know, the situation could have been a lot better for him at Notre Dame. And wasn't able to put it together there. And I don't think he's going to get half the recruits he was able to get when he went, you know, was at Notre Dame to come to Lawrence to play football. Some real questionable hires going all the way around college football right now. And I just don't know really what to do about it or really what to think about it. And also, you sit here and wonder right now, too, who's Nebraska going to get to come in there and play defensive coordinator in Lincoln?
I think that's when will those guys run out of opportunities? That's an awesome way to put it. Kevin Cosgrove hasn't had trouble finding a job, you know, since he left Nebraska. And I just keep the same thing. When are these opportunities, you know, for $180,000 going to run out for these guys?
Well, and you got to sit here and think now about what Nebraska might have to go ahead and show out to bring in a top name guy. If they don't hire from within with John Papuchis, and I'm thinking that's probably what Bo would like to do. You wonder, though, if there's going to be some pressure for him to bring in an outside guy. Well, what's Nebraska going to be willing to go ahead and pony up to bring in a guy? Because you start looking at some of the top paid coordinators around the nation, particularly in the SEC, those guys are half a mil plus all the way across the board. They've got high-priced staff. So, I mean, is Nebraska going to be willing to go ahead and shell out $500,000 for Stoops or for a Zook? I just don't know if it's going to be possible for Nebraska to go ahead and reach out there and pay those guys what they want to get paid. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in Lincoln when it comes to that defensive coordinator position.
But if it was Papuchis, wouldn't it already been done deal?
you'd think it would. And that's what kind of sends a signal at least some point that even if that's which way Bo wanted to go. Let's say potentially that Bo is either looking at promoting from within or going ahead and taking over the reins as being, you know, kind of that defensive coordinator, grooming John Papuchas to be that guy in 2 years. He's going to act as kind of that co-defensive coordinator type role tag with Bo. You'd think something like that would go ahead and happen. It makes you believe, though, that somewhere else there's some sort of conversation being taking place to potentially talk to Stoops or talk to Zook and see what engage with the interest is. Of course, we've talked to Stoops, and he's all ears. I mean, he would be interested in coming to Lincoln. However, I think the odds-on favorite for him is going to be to rejoin his brother up in Norman.
Brian Munson of Big Red Report joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk Huskers. We'll get into some recruiting here in just a bit because a couple things have happened here lately. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star, he said it on Big Red Report last week. He has written a column over the weekend. He believes the money is there and that would not be an issue from a strictly financial perception. Now, it may be an issue when you pay one guy at Nebraska way more than you pay the other guys. What do you think, Bri? What do you think is going to happen here?
I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. I'll tell you what I think needs to happen. I think what's going to happen is that Nebraska is going to try to. I think Nebraska's going to have to go ahead and find a guy to be kind of a position type guy and be like a special teams, maybe a secondaries coach, and then have some sort of a promotion from within with John Papuchas, with Bo then coming back over more to the defensive side of the football and turning things a little bit more loose with Tim Beck being on the offensive side of the football. I don't necessarily think that that's a great idea. What I think Nebraska needs to do is I go back to thinking about where Frank Solich was at, you know, when he had to bring Bo Pelini to Nebraska. Well, Frank didn't look back into his history to think about guys that he's crossed career paths with, or he grew up with this guy, or he's from Ohio with him, like what Bo has typically done. He went out there and got who he heard was the best guy to go ahead and bring in there. And I think that Bo needs to do the same thing. And Bo, I think, needs to become more of a CEO. He needs to be more of a, you know what, I want to have an influence not just on the defensive side of the football, I mean, because that's going to be where his signature is really at. That's where the stamp is going to be. But he needs to also go ahead and carry that tag and put it over on the offensive side of the ball and be just as involved with what's going on there on that side of the football and put his stamp over there as well. I mean, I think that he wants to have, you know, that type of control, but you've got to stand back a little bit more and let those coordinators really do their job. And I think if that's what's going to happen there, Nebraska has to bring in an external guy, a guy that's done the job before and is capable of going ahead and doing what Bo wants to have happen.
Brian, we go to the Dead Popper inbox here. Eric says, any truth to Ron Brown retiring, and is that the weight on this naming of coaches? And I heard that a couple of weeks ago, too. If it's true, I mean, he can do what he wants. I find that a little hard to believe because this is a guy I think you want on your staff from a recruiting standpoint. But have you heard that, and do you think it's true?
I think everything I've heard about that is rumor. I've also heard some mention about Barney Cotton supposedly moving on and taking an athletic director position. There's also been some mention about who else Carl may dip back into and grab and take with him to Florida Atlantic. You know, is Els a guy? You know, does he grab Morrow, who's either a GA or an intern? You know, Ross Watson, I think, was a guy that he had crossed paths with as well. Does Watson go with him at some point? I think that there's some things that are going to shake out here over the next week or two. I don't know if Nebraska is going to go out there and bring in a guy here in the next week or two like people might want it to have happen at coordinator, because I don't think anything's unfinished there. I've heard the rumors about Brown. I find it hard to believe. I think he's just doing such a tremendous job, and I think he's so well-respected in Lincoln. I think also just the fact that he wants to have that kind of impact on people's lives, I don't think there's a better situation for him to do that kind of thing than in Lincoln. I would be very surprised if Ron Brown retired this year.
Brian, you follow the recruiting deal as well as anybody does out there. I think it's encouraging for Husker fans. They're really shot high. When we do lose somebody, he switches from us to LSU. I mean, it's not us to Akron anymore. It's not us to Eastern Illinois. I mean, that's encouraging that we're going after those type of players. First of all, are we going to land any of those guys down the stretch here that will turn heads?
will. I think Nebraska's in a really good position to get either or both of Ronnie Stanley, who's the offensive tackle out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas, a big-time athletic bookend tackle. And I think Nebraska's got a really good shot to get Andres Peat. You know, if Nebraska walked away from the recruiting year and they get two tackles in Stanley and Peat to go along with Paul Thurston, I think that that's a very good class. Nebraska's taking some smaller numbers there on the offensive side. But that means they've got to get those guys that are a little bit more polished and not take a Gibbons price like they took last year that obviously was going to need a year or two or three to really come into his own to be a guy. You know, they need guys that not only have upside, but they've got polish, and they just need a year to go ahead and get a little bit stronger, and they can go ahead and infuse that talent into the situation and be part of the depth chart. Now, I think that also there's some other guys that potentially Nebraska could have landed down here down the stretch, guys. Now, I'm pretty positive that Nebraska's going to get a splash commitment in the secondary, and it's really going to be, you know, you're looking at a Mohamed Sese at corner right now. You're looking at Marcus Rios at corner, Daniel Gray, A.J. Leggett. All those guys right there I think potentially could be guys that come in and really – reshape what's going on back there in the secondary, but also at safety. Nebraska just had Ladarrell McNeil in from Dallas, Texas. And they're still, of course, after Jordan Diggs in Florida, who's been in Nebraska twice. I think Nebraska can get one of those two guys at safety and then potentially as many as two guys at the cornerback position. This class should close out very, very strongly.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report, with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Nebraska had two kids switch commitments within the last 10 days, one coming to Nebraska, one going to LSU. I think probably, obviously, they lost the bigger talent on paper. Your thoughts on those two?
Deion Jones was a huge gift for Nebraska. It was really always that crown jewel or that diamond in the rough guy, you want to say, or whatever. Nebraska identified talent early, and LSU took a little bit while to come around to offer him and get him. But that was going to be tough to win. You know, he was an LSU guy to begin with. I think Thomas Brown is a good get. I think that's who you're referring to as the other linebacker. He's kind of more of a 3-4 outside, walk-up kind of outside linebacker, defensive end hybrid. And I'm not sure how he really fits unless Nebraska maybe is looking more to running some sort of a base 3-4 or more 3-4 sets going forward. He's definitely a hard hitter, but I just not really has that athleticism, you know, that you're looking for laterally inside the box to play linebacker at Nebraska.
Brian, junior college kids, what do you – you hear Zaire Anderson's the second coming of – well, he's way better than Levante David
Tim
ever
Tebow?
Was.
Tim
Tebow? Yeah. He's,
second coming of Tim Tebow? Anyway.
But he's one of them that comes to mind. How many junior college kids do you see in this class when it's all said and done?
I think just two. I think Zy Anderson is kind of a poor man's Levante David. Let's be real. Levante David he may have been the best linebacker I've ever seen in Nebraska. I'm going out on a limb there. But I think he could have been that good. I mean, I would have been very interested to see what 4 years would have been like with Levante David. Zaire Anderson is interesting. He could play outside. He could play inside. But I think Nebraska is looking at just bringing in JUCO guys at two positions. I think, number one, the critical one was linebacker. You got to get a guy to come in there and play immediately at outside. And number two, I think you need a corner. I think you need a corner to go ahead and step up and be that guy, you know, that can lead these guys. And I think Mohamed Sese is perfect because he's already got Division I experience before transferring to a junior college to then go to a bigger Division I school. So kind of a backwards way of doing it, but I think Mohamed Sese could be the guy that Nebraska gets.
Brian, what do you think about the matchup in the Capital One Bowl? Your thoughts on that still 3 weeks out?
Very interesting, you know. South Carolina brings a lot to the table that Nebraska had a hard time stopping. You know, they got a quarterback that had some mobility. They got a power running game. They got a great outside wide receiver. And I think that they're very, very, very fast on defense. I think particularly on the edge. Nebraska's going to have to get tough between the tackles and really try to establish a power running game on the inside. Hopefully, you know, slow those guys down a little bit.
Did the right guy win the Heisman?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was pulling for Griffin down the stretch after Houston lost. I thought that Griffin really just showed it week in and week out that he was a great player. But I think Andrew Luck will still be the first pick overall when it comes to the NFL draft.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Brian, hey, we'll let you get back to your day. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet you guys. We'll see you.
Brian Munson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big Red Report does a great job recruiting. You can check him out, Twitter, Facebook, all of that as well. He keeps you up to date.
Yeah, you just hope they close this class out with, you know, a couple of those big name guys. And Andres Pete is one that everybody said, we got the older brother to bring a little brother with him. That would be an awesome, awesome get.
This being reported by ESPN and Peter Yoon from ESPNLosAngeles.com, because I know you're concerned about the Akron coaching search. UCLA interim coach Mike Johnson, who was their offensive coordinator, appears to be the lead candidate for this, but he's got to coach the team in the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl after they fired Rick Neuheisel. He quarterbacked with the Zips in 88 and 89.
Okay, see, there's the connection. I mean, you're looking for that connection because right away, if you're at Akron, you're going, let's get something from UCLA. They did so awesome this year.
Coming up, we're going to draw out the winner of our cage fighting tickets, so be sure to stay with us for that. If we get your email before we come back out of the next break, then you are in. We've got quite a few already.
We get 5 or 6?
100, yeah. And we'll draw one out of the hopper for that. Folks, don't forget, all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at Burger King. Come in and try one of the new BK Toppers or the Chef's Choice Burger. 3 toppers to choose from. There's one of these to tempt everyone's taste buds at Burger King. 2 locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Christmas is almost here. Isn't it amazing? Lock in your orders now at 1-800-Flowers.com. You can still get everybody on your holiday list something special and unique. How about a beautiful floral arrangement or centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers.com? They have the festive Christmas centerpiece right now. Makes the holiday table look great. It's hand-arranged by a local florist and filled with fresh red roses, carnations, Christmas greens, and accented with a candle. It's perfect for the family. We just got ours. Makes the room light up. For a limited time, 1-800-Flowers.com. They've got a great offer just for my listeners. Order the festive Christmas centerpiece, get a free upgrade to a larger centerpiece. Okay, that's more flowers for free, starting at just $29.99. Available, by the way, for same-day delivery. To get this and other great holiday gifts, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, type in Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you could call 1-800-Flowers.com and mention my name. Christmas is almost here. Lock in your orders now for the festive Christmas centerpiece.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Yondas Music and Pro Audio invites you to give a gift that lasts a lifetime. Music. Yondas has a great selection of pianos, keyboards, guitars, drums, and musical accessories for you to choose from at prices you won't believe. Guitar pedals starting at $14.95, keyboards starting at $99, guitars starting at $79, quality drum sets starting at $299. Gift cards are also available. Now through Christmas, Yondas will be extending their shopping hours, opening Sunday afternoons from 1 to 5. Make it a musical Christmas this year. Come in and see them at Yondas Music and Pro Audio on the Bricks, downtown Carnegie.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm climbing cloud nine, my head's in the sky. I'm solo, I'm riding solo.
Go to the Dent Popper inbox. Solo. By the way, did you know Big 12 officials are doing the national championship game? Which team will get screwed over more? Oh, Jimmy from Grand Island says, cage fights would probably look a whole lot like my 8- and 10-year-old boys fighting in the living room. I've seen the 8-year-old do the Jimmy Superfly snooker off the back of the couch on top of the 10-year-old more times than I care to say.
Cocky. I love it.
So Jim sent it as part of his day.
A little Superfly snooker.
Appreciate that.
Who was your favorite wrestler back in the day?
Come on. Oh, my God. Are you serious? You're opening up. You're opening up stories I don't think I really want to share. Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Wow. Excellent.
Fabulous T-Birds.
Rowdy Roddy Piper was always good.
Well,
and Coco Beware with the parrot.
Who's the greatest intercontinental fighter of all time?
Woo!
Who we lost?
Ric Flair?
No.
Oh.
Did the Slim Jim commercial?
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
I was thinking, see, we're kind of two different circuits back then. So you had King Kong Bundy, and God, he was this big man. Kind of thing. Iron Sheik was obviously awesome, too. Iron Sheik just kicked ass. You know what else kicks ass? TNL Irrigation. It works, folks. How do you know it works? Because they've been around a long time in the pivot business doing what pivots do, and that's continue to move across your field, putting the proper, adequate water to maximize profitability for your farming operation. Experience the TNL difference. Failed gearbox and micro switches when they least expect it, get rid of them. Go to TNL, see the difference, proven technology that works. The choice is simple, people. Contact your local TNL dealer today. It's Wagner Irrigation in Holdridge. Or call them at 1-800-330-4264. Or visit the website, TLIRR.com. Ask them what sets them apart from the other guys. They'll gladly explain it all to you. But the one thing, the smooth, continuous system movement at any speed, precise rotation times and any temperature, high-speed rotation for frost control and uniform chemical application. Ask them this winter. Get on their list. They can set you up one to get your corn growing, have it ready to go when the season starts in the middle of April. Call your local TNL Irrigation. Proven technology that works. The choice is simple, people. It's TNL.
We had so many entries for our emails, and we appreciate that today. Let's give away two. Clayton is one that Merritt drew out. And then what's the second one that you drew out? Dan? You drew out Dan? Okay. Dan and Clayton, congratulations. You're getting a pair of tickets to cage fighting coming up at the Viero Event Center on Friday night. We're going to give you a chance to win more tickets. Keep an eye on the Facebook page. It's easy to join. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com or Facebook and click on the like for Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. If you go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, it's right there. You can click like or you type in Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation on Facebook, and you like that as well. Did you ever mention that, by the way? Our bowling team's off a while.
Well, they are. They're going to come back for Jonesboro, Arkansas, the Midwinter Classic, January 13th to the 15th. But they finished fourth at the inaugural Track Cat Clash that was hosted by Sam Houston State over the weekend. Nebraska's Kayla Johnson rolled her way to a 235.2 average.
Yeah.
235.2. Good job, Kayla. Keep knocking them down. And Yan Ling also finished 10th individually in the event with 1,049 pins over 5 minutes. That's a 209.8 average. Good job, ladies. Arkansas State was your tournament winner. Sam Houston State was runner-up Vanderbilt, and then the Huskers. Nebraska finished 9-4 overall in that tournament. So keep up the great work, ladies. And while you're off, no coaches around, go ahead and light up a Marlboro. Have a Miller High Life when you're rolling it at the lanes. Who bowls and doesn't smoke Marlboro Reds?
What is wrong with you?
It's just what you do. It's cooler if you do that. No, it's not really cooler. Oh, Douglas.
What is wrong with you?
Biggest disappointment in NFL football yesterday was it the Cowboys. I'm just getting used to that, so that really wasn't. It's got to be for me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now. Is Raheem Morris got to be fired?
Well, Jacksonville hadn't scored more than 17 points, I don't believe, in a game. They scored 21 points in 2 minutes and some odd seconds at the end of the first half. Tampa Bay's up 14-0. You figure, oh, yeah, this is the way it's going to go. 41-14 Jacksonville? What?
No, you're...
And all the people that didn't make the playoffs are going, thanks, Maurice Jones-Drew.
Yeah.
Where were you the first 13 weeks? He was there. It's just
Ty comes back and beats me, by the way, yesterday, 109 to 107.
A lot of high scoring in the fantasy yesterday.
Yeah, for the other 11 teams, not named Tony Davis or Dad's Tavern.
You know where you're not going to get beat up? Midway Auto Group.
Hello.
Midway Chevrolet. Midway Buick, Midway Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, in Kearney. They're there for you. Doesn't matter if you're in Kearney or Grand Island or Hastings or Elm Creek or Bertrand or Alma or York or Berwyn. It doesn't matter. They're there for you.
Berwyn. If you're hanging out kicking at Berwyn, you're rolling with some of the Xavier players.
Give me another town of less than 100 people.
Smithfield.
Atlanta.
Odessa.
Elaria.
Pool.
Ooh, good one. Good one. That's an excellent one.
Sweetwater.
I'm sorry. Whether you're NTV, whether you're Channel 5, whatever the television station is, I still chuckle when
Lowell.
When two schools get on that don't exist anymore and a fake score gets on. I love it. I chuckle.
Holbrook.
Thumps Orleans.
Holbrook.
But they're both over 100, aren't they? They still got over 100 people living there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Ong. I can give you Ong.
Ong. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Anyway, it doesn't matter which one of those metropolitan areas you're from. Midway is going to take care of you. They treat the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. They know that you have high expectations. And as a new car or used car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence for you at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Glad to have you, and check him out at thinkmidway.com.
You give a shout out to our boy CA calling the numbers yesterday at Keno. Great work, CA. First time he's ever done it for us. He came through for the team.
Yeah, that was excellent. I see where you're going there. I told him
TJ Yates. And
that was that hurt me too. Cincinnati, you just laid down and let Houston beat you. Chicago, you laid down, although they're just not a good football team. They're not going to make the playoffs.
They can't score.
Yeah, that's and it's too bad because they got off to a good start. And as they said, one of the emails to Mike and Mike this morning saying, how about some love for the Bears quarterback? You know, Cutler gets hurt and they go, you know, the wrong way. T-Bow, glad you're along with us. Brian Munson from Big Red Report joins us on the show today. Don't forget Wednesday, we're at Look What's Cooking. Tomorrow, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and Daddy is setting us up a variety of guests. We can't wait.
PBR.
Yeah,
Ultimate Fighting.
We got Ultimate Fighting, Cage Fighting coming up, more chances to win tickets.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.